I give God thanks, hallelujah, for his goodness to us. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, who is the head of my life, who is the head of this ministry. I give him thanks for all of you that he has placed in this ministry. You're all very, very exceptionally special to him, first of all, and to me. And I thank you for everything. I thank all of you for everything that you do to help to make this ministry a success this morning. I am most grateful this morning to the Lord for blessing us, hallelujah, with our own space, our own building. You know, Elder Harris and I would go out looking at buildings and looking at property, and I said to Elder Harris on several occasions, Elder, I do not want to go back to the community center when we're done with this. I thank God for coming by and answering all our prayers, because all of us have been praying and asking the Lord to bless us with a new building, and now he has done it, and I am most grateful to him for that. I welcome you to Greater Light Church and Ministries, hallelujah, where Jesus Christ is Lord this morning. I'm glad to have so many of you on the line this morning, but I don't know all of you who are on, but I know that we have a good number, and I am welcoming you this morning. And I pray and hope that before you hung up your phone or you turn off your computers, something will be said or done in this service this morning that you can take with you. Amen. God is a good God. I would like to draw your attention this morning to St. Luke chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. And it reads as follows. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuke the winds and the raging of the water. And they cease. The wind and the rain ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Thank you, Jesus. I am grateful this morning, so grateful that I have a God who in whom I believe. I have a God that I serve. I have a God that is captain of my ship. And the winds and the waves and the storms of life does not affect me, because he can say, peace, be still. In the midst of the storm, he says, peace, be still. Amen. If I were to take a subject this morning, it would be, God is bigger than our storms. God is bigger than our storms. Hallelujah. In this passage of scripture, the disciples found themselves in a terrible storm. So many times storms catch us when we are not expecting them. It's calm, and then suddenly, out of nowhere, there's a storm in life. This probably was true for the disciples on this occasion. It was a natural storm. And they did not expect a storm, especially because Jesus was with them on the ship. But Jesus had a plan. He wanted to show them that he was the God who was greater or bigger than the storm. Storm comes in our lives sometimes that we don't expect. We could think presently of the storm that is in the whole world, the storm that is raging presently. Has affected the whole world. And God wants to show us that he is bigger than the storm. Storm comes sometimes in our lives to remind us that our God is bigger than any storm. One thing is for sure. One thing is absolutely sure, that when we come against something that seems insurmountable, seem like we cannot manage, this has come to take our lives. This has come to just devastate us. We can call on our God because we are sure that he is in the storm with us. The disciples were on ship, and Jesus was there with them. And even though he was sleeping, he was still there. The storm was not to Jesus as it was to the disciples, because he was God. And he was going to take care. He already knew what storm was going to come up on this as they went across the lake. Jesus knew, so he went to sleep. He probably went to sleep to see what kind of faith they had. So he went to sleep, and they thought that he was not interested. But he had a plan. He wanted to prove to them, just as he wants to prove to us today, that he is bigger. Bigger than any problem. Bigger than any situation. Bigger than any sickness. Bigger than any disease. He is bigger than the storms that we face today. And even though the storm seemed like it's over our head, it was over the disciples' head, they could not figure out what to do or how to do it. They didn't know what to do. But they thought they were going to die. They thought the storm was going to take them out. There's so much fear in the world today concerning the virus that is present with us. But God is saying, I am in the storm, saints. Don't worry about it. You're not going to die. God's got it in control. He's got it all in control. He's blessing us in the midst of the storm. Testimonies going forth about the blessing of God. He is in control. He is still our God. The storm seemed like it was raging and the disciples didn't want know what to do, but God had it under his feet. Just like when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of Almighty God lifts up a standard against him and let us know you don't have to fret. You don't have to be concerned. I have got it under control. God is in control. Hallelujah. Have you ever felt like you're not going to make it? The winds are tossing. The billows are raging high. Sometimes the billows rage high. No matter how the storm rages, God has a plan for your life. He has a plan for your life, and take confidence that he will bring you through. God's plan was for the disciples to make it to the other side of the lake. That was his plan. And nothing can alter the plan of God. As human beings, sometimes we plan to do things. We put perfect plans, seemingly, in place. But we fail because we're human. But God's plan never fails. Hallelujah. We can trust him. We can trust him to fulfill his purpose. His plan is foolproof. There is no failure in God. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, it reads, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you, yes, hallelujah, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Saints, he who has begun a good work in us, he who has saved us, he who is keeping us, he who is watching over us. Because we know and we are confident that he who begun to bless our lives, we know that he's a healer. We know that he's a deliverer. Hallelujah. His plan for us is, there is no way that his plan for our lives is not going to be fulfilled. Sometimes we become weak and despondent, but when we reach out to God, he comes and he strengthens us because he has begun the work in us. He's the one who has begun this work in us, and he's able to complete it. He's able to complete it. He's able to keep us. Hallelujah. Even sometimes when we don't want to be kept, he keeps us anyway. Because his purpose and his plan is to complete the work that he is started in our lives. That which he has begun in us, he is going to complete. Hallelujah. I don't care what kind of storm you're going through or seem like you're going through. Because like I said before, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of Almighty God gives us, lifts up a standard in us and gives us strength, hallelujah, to deal with the storms of life. And if we call on him, we can call on him and we can confess and we can tell the devil. Sister Colson, Evangelist Colson used to say, not today, devil, because I have confidence in my God. Why? Because God has a plan for me. I can tell the devil, get thee hence, Satan. God has a plan for me. And his plan for me is bigger than any storm I can or will experience. I can call on Jesus. It may seem as if sometimes Jesus is asleep, but he is there. No matter what the enemy tried to whisper in your ears, God is there. Sometimes he's just trying to see how we're going to respond to our storm. He gives us a chance to lift up the Holy Ghost and to dig deep in us and to tell the enemy, shut up, Satan. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. He's not sleeping. He's not sleeping. He wasn't sleeping. Even though he was sleeping physically, his spirit was alive. So when they called him and said, Jesus, we need you right now. His spirit is alive when we need him and we seem like we can't make it. Our spirit is alive in us and we can reach down and call on our Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, stir up the gift that is within you so you can fight the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The storms of life that we go through is not as big as the God that we serve. Hallelujah. God's ways are above our ways. And to the disciples, the storm seemed terrible. They could not change the circumstances. It was absolutely nothing they could do about the storm. But they heard in their spirit, we better call on Jesus. If it seems overwhelming sometimes, call on Jesus. Sometimes we wish we could change our circumstances, but we can't, saints. We need to realize that God doesn't see our circumstances the way we see it. He sees it different from us. And he knows that it's not unto death, because he's not going to cause us to die in the midst of a situation. He's not. He's there. He interprets it differently because it's not big to him. There's nothing that he cannot do. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, it reads, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God sees what we go through in a different light. What we go through don't scare him. He is God. And all we have to do is call on him. Sometimes God will allow a storm to come in our lives to cause us to grow in him, to raise our faith in him. Storm comes for advancement. We advance in God after we have come through the storm. My husband used to say, every bump is a boost to a higher level. Don't look at the storm as something to devastate you. Look at the storms that comes in our lives as something to draw us closer to God. Even the virus has begun to draw people closer to God, because some of us, even as Christians, have started to forget our first love. And the storm is causing us to remember that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. God uses circumstances and situations, the darkness sometimes that comes into our lives, the uncertainty that comes in our lives, is to give us an opportunity for God to demonstrate his power. Because when we call on him, his power is demonstrated. And sometimes when we don't have a situation going on, we get complacent and we get calm, and we don't really worry too much about praying and fasting and seeking after God. So sometimes, in order to bring us back to our rightful place, he allows things to happen to increase our faith in him. It's an opportunity to demonstrate the power and the anointing and the authority of God that lives in us. God needs to get the glory sometimes. That's why he blesses us in the midst of this storm that the world is experiencing. Those of us who are calling on him, he blesses. He allows things to happen here. He opens the heart. The Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Thank you, Jesus. And so he sends us help in the time of trouble so that he can get the glory from our lives. So that Sister Harris, Deaconess Harris, taught a class this morning. I wish all of us were online to hear it, talking about preparation for the coming of the Lord. God wants to get glory out of our lives. He wants us to live so men can see our good works and be led to glorify him in the midst of it all. We must not forget faith in God. We must believe God. Take God at his word, despite the circumstances, despite what the enemy tries to put in front of us to distract us from what we are seeking after. God's promises is true. God's promises are sure. We can trust him. We can have faith in him. And he will calm our circumstances when the enemy comes in like a flood. These are the last days. The coming of the Lord is near. The signs have been fulfilled. All that we're experiencing and what we're going through and what the world is experiencing, earthquake, tornadoes, everything points to the coming of the Lord. And then on top of all of that, old Slewfoot will get on our shoulders and whisper in our ears and make us think that God isn't able to keep us, and we have to talk back to him. We have to tell him our God is in control of everything. If anyone on this call this morning finds themselves in a ship that is out of control, the disciples' ship was out of control, but they called on Jesus. If you feel like your situation is out of control this morning, I encourage you to call on Jesus. He will come to your rescue. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. The songwriter says, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. You can smile. You can smile. If you turn it over to Jesus, you can smile the rest of your days. Today, I encourage you, turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. There is no river that is uncrossable. There is no mountain you cannot tunnel through. Remember, God specializes in things that seem impossible. Hallelujah. He will cause your storm to be calm. Just reach out and touch him. I think about the woman with the issue of blood. She was hopeless. She had gone to all the extremes that she could go to for God to heal her. And she heard that Jesus was passing by. Because even though she went to the doctors, God is the one that gives the doctors the knowledge and the understanding to work with us. And she had exhausted everything. She did everything. But she heard that Jesus was passing by and the crowd had thronged him. But she said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch him. Somebody needs to touch him today. He's waiting for you to reach out for him. He's reaching out for you, but he needs you to reach back to him so he can touch you. You can call on him. He is only a prayer away. Only a prayer away. In Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, it reads, call on me and I will answer you. That is a promise from God Almighty. Call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. If we call on him, if we call on him, his promises are true. Jesus never fails. And no matter what you're going through or what the enemy tries to speak into your hearing, if you call on him, he will show you great and mighty things, things that seem impossible. Hallelujah. Great and mighty things, things that seem like it will never change. Mighty things, things that seem like you don't have any, we don't have any control over these things. But God will show us great and mighty things, things that will astonish us, things that will make us scratch our head. Sometimes when God answers prayers that I pray, I know he's going to, but he answers it in such miraculous ways. I just shake my head and say, God, only you can do it. God wants to show us this morning that he can do it. He can do anything but fail. Our storms of life is an opportunity for God's glory to manifest itself for us and for the world to see that our God is a great God. All God wants us to do, as Jeremiah 33:3 says, is call on me. Call on me, my children. You're the apple of his eyes. He loves you. Call on him today. You don't have to wait until you get off the line. You can call on him right now. He's here waiting to help all of us. All of us. Just call him. Hallelujah. Just call him, saints. Just call him. Deacon Stevenson, I prayed a special prayer for you yesterday. And I asked God to show you a miracle in the healing of your leg. And I am just waiting for the power praise so that you could go back to them and astonish them that you are back walking around and your testimony is great among your employees that you work with, and you can testify to them about the greatness of your God. He came by and healed you so that God may be glorified in the midst of the situation. Hallelujah. And for Mother Brown, I'm praying for you that God will clear up that infection in your chest. Hallelujah. So that when you talk to your relatives and they hear how clear your voice is, you can say, Jesus healed me. Hallelujah. And Evangelist Stubblefield, I'm praying for you that God will bring you through. Hallelujah. And you will come back, as you said, powerful to preach the word of God as you've never preached it before. And those who know how sick you were will say, look at God. Hallelujah. In his might, he wants to get the glory out of our lives. He wants to get the glory. Hallelujah. We just need to reach down in the bowels of our soul and call on him. Because he is still a miracle worker. And he's able to calm the storms of sickness, of financial difficulty, of our children not doing right. Any storm that we have this morning, cast them on him. Call him and he will answer. Call unto him and he will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. The psalmist says he will deliver you. With long life will he satisfy you and show you his salvation. Hallelujah. So that we can prepare to meet him. We will have more confidence in him. The more he does for us is the more confidence we have in him. But we have to call on him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're calling on you this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, God, that your glory may be able to shine forth in this dark and dying world. Help us, God, to trust you more. Help us to lean on you. Oh, God, give us the strength that we need. Oh, God, help us to stir up the gift that is within us, because in the gift lies our strength, Lord. And that we can walk upright before you, so that when you put in your appearance, we can hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." We thank you for your people this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let a special anointing be upon them today, God. In the name of Jesus, draw us closer to you. Closer to you, Jesus. Closer to you, and help us to be more like you. Lord, help us to give you praise and glory. Help us to surrender ourselves to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for calming our storms. Because you can do anything. And the songwriter says, only God can do it. And we're grateful to you for doing it for us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you today. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. God bless you today. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Hackett, for that powerful word. Hallelujah. I know everybody felt that word. Hallelujah. And the power that God spoke through. Hallelujah. To give us the encouragement that we need today to get through any storm. Hallelujah. God is bigger than the storm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can just worship God. Hallelujah. Just for a second. Hallelujah. And just let that sink in. Hallelujah. What God just ministered to us. Hallelujah. That we can get through no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, we can get through. Hallelujah. He is bigger than the storm. God is bigger than any of our circumstances, and we give him praise. Hallelujah. And God is not willing that any man should perish. Hallelujah. He wants all to come into, hallelujah, his glorious light. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for that powerful, powerful message. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Hackett. That was such an incredible on-time word. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Haven't you enjoyed yourselves today, church? Hasn't this just been an amazing service? Amen. On Sunday morning, hallelujah. We thank God for coming through today. Amen. And at this time, I'm just going to ask if everyone would direct your prayers to Pastor Hackett, prayers to God for Pastor Hackett. Hallelujah. That God would just strengthen her. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, Lord, asking you, hallelujah, to bless Pastor, Lord, hallelujah, for she's expended a lot of virtue. She's ministered your word. She spoke, out of the depth of her spirit, Father God. You've ministered through the Holy Ghost, and we thank you today, Father God, for using your servant, using, hallelujah, the shepherd of this house to speak to us such a timely word. Father, we ask you that you allow Pastor to move into a place of rest and peace, hallelujah, even in this day, Father God, whatever it is that she has to do, make it easy for her today. That give her rest, Father God, hallelujah, for she has poured out this morning, hallelujah, and we're asking you, Lord, to pour into her again, Father God, to replenish her, to revitalize her, to re-energize her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, because your servant has done exactly what you have asked her to do this morning, and we collectively are grateful, and we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the blessings in her house. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Juliet, Father God, hallelujah. We lift her up, hallelujah, right now in the name of Jesus, in all matters that pertain to the Hackett household and the extended family, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the church. We thank you for the members. We thank you for the friends and guests that came on today. Father God, we thank you for the victory that you've given us, that we can go from this place, hallelujah, hallelujah, knowing that you are God, hallelujah, and that you're bigger than any storm. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Complete victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. God is so awesome. You know we have our service coming up on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. We'll be right here again. Hallelujah. I'll be looking forward to seeing some of you guys this evening to talk about helping out with the Zoom. Amen. But let God be magnified. Let him be praised in our lives. Have the victory today, saints, because we don't lose with God on our side. Hallelujah. I saw Elder put in the chat. He said, if Jesus is in the boat, it cannot sink. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. For his blessings. Amen. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and call that done for today's service. Amen. So go and grow and enjoy your family for the rest of the day. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, everybody. Your own.